Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody here in our congregation this morning, but also everybody that's joining us on the Facebook Live online. I have a couple of announcements this morning that I want to bring to your attention, the first of which being that this is the last Sunday before Christmas. That means that this week we're having our Christmas Eve service. It will be Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. Please join us for Christmas Unplugged. You'll have to come and see what that all means, but I hear our pastor has a starring role. We have a Christmas card board out in the narthex if you'd like to put up one Christmas card for the whole congregation instead of sending out individual Christmas cards. I'd like to just highlight that we're still collecting changes for the directory for the new year, and those can go to Burl Warner if you need them. There's a whole bunch more announcements. If you want to see them in your bulletin, take a chance to read them over. I also have an announcement from Gary this morning.
We're looking for a little bit of help. The Bryant family is looking for some meals from January 5th through the 10th. I understand Greg likes to eat and he's looking for some food, so we want to help him and Laura out. No, if you're able to help provide a meal anytime during that period of time, that's what we're scheduling right now for that 1 week period. Just call Mary or send her an email at bluemarshmarket.com. Thanks.
All right, I see another announcement coming out here. You need a microphone. Just hold on, someone will bring one to you. Makes it easier for all of our harder hearing folks and our people online.
We still have some spots on the prayer thing for the 12 days of prayer for Daniel. So it'll put it out in the narthex now, and hopefully it'll be filled by the end of today. Thank you.
Are there any more announcements out there? I don't see any, so then let's turn to our Advent candle lighting this morning.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph was faithful to the law, but did not want to expose her to disgrace, he had a mind to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until after she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
It's easy to see that ultimately Christmas is a love story. It's the story of Mary loving God so much that she was willing to say, "Be it unto me according to your word," and risk scorn and danger and loss and even death.
It's a story of Joseph listening to God speaking through a dream, and then loving Mary so much that he took her home as his wife, no matter what anyone else thought.
It's the story of two first-time parents gazing in wonder at the miracle God had sent them, cradling the King of Heaven in human arms, providing for his needs, surrounding him with love.
Most of all, it's the story of God loving us, loving the world so much that he would send his only begotten Son.
We light the Advent candle because love always brings light into the darkness. Love endures whatever comes. Love rejoices and hopes and forgives and never ever fails.
We remember once again that God is love. He is love that pursues no matter how far he must go to prove it. The kind of love that is unlike anything we've ever known before.
Please join me in the call to worship this morning. You may stand if you're able. Lord, your love is consuming, your joy overflowing, your hope restoring, and your peace surpasses all understanding. Thank you this Christmas for making all this difference in our lives. We lift your name on high and proclaim your good news to all.
This Christmas, there's two powerful statements as believers that we can be assured of. Nothing can separate us from God, and nothing is impossible for God. Amen? So we join together in prayer. We join together in the power of prayer, recognizing our master physician, recognizing his will for our lives, and that we can trust him no matter what's going on in our lives, that he shall see us through. There's a microphone coming around. As always, keep your bulletin near to you to pray for those in our bulletins. But we'll also come around with a microphone. Simply slip your hand in the air, and we'll be glad to get your prayer request heard.
Yeah, just a continued prayer for my mother, Christine Bashore. She did come home from the hospital this week, and she's recovering at home, but would really covet your prayers. Thanks.
I'd ask you to keep my sister Ray in your prayers. She somehow broke her hand on her door this week, and she's caring for my dad's Aunt Joan, who had some diabetic issues and was hospitalized and is now at home. So she's trying to care for someone else with a broken hand. Thank you.
I'd like to request prayer for my father-in-law, Joe. He was abruptly had a quadruple bypass surgery on Friday, so he's recovering in the hospital yet, so we would all appreciate your prayers.
Joy and concern, thank you guys. Thank you isn't enough for what you've done for us. but Monday we leave, and we'll be gone for a better half of the month. Caesars are back, obviously, and unfortunately we won't see any of you for Christmas. If you recall, we had asked for prayers for our friend Violet, who was also having a hemispherotomy on the 16th. And unfortunately, Violet got the flu 2 days before surgery, and they were unable to do her surgery. So that is why we are kind of putting Daniel in a bubble right now. So we won't be with family for Christmas or here for Christmas because we can't have him around anyone that could potentially get him sick, and then we'd miss his surgery. So keep praying that we stay healthy for one more week. And he did have his Make-A-Wish last weekend. I don't know if anyone had seen, but he was in New York City in Manhattan, and they treated him like a rock star, and that kid just had a blast. So thank you guys for everything. Keep the prayers coming.
I was notified earlier this morning about Tony Fonzio, our groundskeeper, if people don't know where. He took his wife to the hospital this morning with chest pains. Don't know how severe it is, but keep him in your prayers, and we'll get more update down the road, I think. Thanks.
Would you pray with me? Precious Lord, there simply aren't adequate words for the gift that you've given us this Christmas in your newborn son. Lord, we are overwhelmed with joy. We're filled with peace. We know what it means to have hope. And today we know that that love can transform. And so, Lord, this morning you know those upon our hearts. And we want to lift up a very powerful prayer for our dear friend Daniel this morning. We thank you for the awesome time he had in New York City, but now we prepare for the surgery, Lord, and you know how very important it is for him to stay healthy. And we just pray that you would indeed protect him. You would allow him to be consumed by your love and your peace and your hope and joy, that nothing in the outside world can be brought within him, that he would feel a total comfort and the family would feel the same as we trust you, Lord, and we know that you have a perfect plan. We know, Lord, of others going through difficult times. We think of Christine Bashore this morning, and Lord, we just pray you would allow her recovery. We to go well. We ask your healing touch upon her, Lord, that the cancer would cease in Jesus' name. And we just praise you for Christine and for her family, Lord. Be with Martin as well and Gary and Alan. We lift up Ray this morning. It's difficult enough caring for individual with two hands, let alone only having one hand. And we pray for that broken hand, Lord, that you would allow it to mend quickly, Lord, that your healing touch would be upon it and that recovery would go extremely quick. And we think of Joe this morning, Lord. We just lift him up and place him into your loving arms this morning. A sudden bypass surgery, and now the recovery is happening. And we just pray, Lord, you would give him strength each day. You would encourage him and uplift him, and just thank you for his family that surrounds him, Lord. And just be with Renee and be with David and other family members, Lord, in this time. But we turn to you and just ask you, Lord, to give each of us strength. In the holiday season, it can be difficult for many as we've lost loved ones over the years, and it's just not the same. That hole always exists, but we know, Lord, that you fill that hole with your comfort during these times of celebration when other family members are having such a great time, and it's just hard not to remember those that have passed on. So thank you for their legacies, for what they brought to our Christmas celebrations, and just ask that in some small, special way, you would just send us a reminder of those loved ones. We thank you this morning for Tony Fazio, and we thank you for his wife, and you know what she's going through right now. You know the struggle she's facing. And Lord, again, we just ask you to wrap her with your loving arms and comfort her and protect her and keep her, Lord. And we just thank you for gathering us here today to celebrate what's changed the world, what's made all the difference. And Lord, for any that may not know you, we just pray for hearts to be open, for minds to be open, that they might trust and believe and receive you into their hearts this day. And we just thank you for those that are believers that follow you and demonstrate to the world what that love looks like and what that compassion looks like. We do want to confess this morning there are times sin enters into our lives, and we just want to take pause and we want to confess those sins and ask for forgiveness and know, Lord, that they are readily available. So Lord, hear our prayers of confession this morning. Lord, we know that your love didn't stop at the manger. We know, Lord, that you traversed through this life. You went through similar emotions that we go through. You went through the daily life of what a human being goes through. And Lord, you went all the way to the cross to prove that your forgiveness was real. And so, Lord, we thank you that the cross is part of this Christmas story as we now turn and not only see the cradle, but we see the cross and the love that was demonstrated. And we do lift up others on our prayer concerns this morning. We think of Beverly. We think of Carl right now, who's suffering from some type of illness, Lord, and just pray that the medication he's on would just release that illness he's facing, as well as many others as we go through this Christmas season, knowing that the germs are very real and that we deal with certain types of illnesses, and just trust you, Lord, to get us through those. We lift up Vera this morning and Joanne and Naomi and Sandy and Amanda, and we lift up our sister church, Alpha and Omega, and pray your blessings upon each of them, Lord, and may your will be done. Just thank you, Lord, for gathering us here together to be able to celebrate and to be able to remember and to be able to know you in a real and a personal way. Thank you for the difference that you make, and it's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Tell the news, Jesus is born. Tell the news.
As we look towards our offering this morning, I want to talk about one of probably the most famous offering of all, and I bet just that introduction you can think of which one I'm talking about. Three kings traveled a long, long way, probably more than a couple days. It might have taken the kings even a couple years to get to the baby Jesus. And they didn't bring just one gift, they brought three. So I wanted to take a look and kind of see how those gifts pan out today. Due to economy and the habitats being destroyed over in the Middle East, these things have kind of fallen out of popularity, our frankincense and myrrh. Right now, if you go on Amazon, on your phone, you can find a frankincense revitalizing night cream from Sephora. It is $55 a jar. Also on Amazon, you can find that granular myrrh for incense is sold by the pound. A pound costs $13.95. The one that really hasn't lost its touch is the gold. Gold right now is currently hovering around $1,600 an ounce. So I want you to think about all this that costs today, and think about how even more prized it was when Jesus was born. These kings brought it to a baby they didn't even know. They brought it to a baby who was supposedly going to be the king of everything, but they didn't really have hard facts or proof. So I encourage you today to give in that same spirit and to give to the people that you don't know, that don't have the hard facts, and it just might turn out to be the king of everything. Will you pray with me? God, even though the gifts we give around Christmas time has changed, I just pray that the sentiment behind our gifts remain the same as those given in the original Christmas season. We may not spend as much on gold and frankincense and myrrh, but I pray that we open our hearts and open our souls so that we may give just as much emotionally, physically, mentally of our time and of our talents. Amen.
Thank you.
I'd like to invite any more children in the audience to come on up. Good morning, guys.
Avery, I love your scarf.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. Come on up. Today I want to talk to you about Christmas. Christmas is coming. Is everybody excited?
Yeah.
Christmas means what?
Friends and family.
Friends and family? What else? It honors Jesus. Yeah. What else?
Giving.
There's one thing that we don't often think about at Christmas, and that's sacrifice. Does anybody know what sacrifice is?
Sacrifice is when you give something up to have something else.
When you give something up, yeah. So, if I told you that
Jesus
Jesus did sacrifice his life for us. If I told you that I needed you to pick one Christmas present under the tree and give it away, what would you think?
I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah, because I would definitely donate it to like an orphanage for someone to have Christmas cheer, because I know that orphanages don't have money, and something I would actually like if my parents wouldn't do it. I would actually would like my parents to adopt a girl from the orphanage to have them. Let her have a family?
Yeah, so some people would be kind of happy to give away, but I bet other people wouldn't be very happy, especially if maybe that turned out to be your favorite Christmas gift, the one you asked for all year long.
I would give up my YouTube camera to someone.
Yeah? No. What about people that you look up to? Do you think they had to sacrifice anything to get where they are?
Yes.
What do you think they sacrificed? An athlete. Does anybody want to be an athlete? What do athletes have to sacrifice in order to be a good athlete?
They have to work out.
They have to work out, so maybe sacrificing some time.
Sacrificing
junk food, that's kind of hard. Yeah, cheeseburgers do have protein. You got to be very healthy, though, if you want to be a good athlete. What about doctors and nurses and pastors? Do they all have to give up stuff? Yeah? Apples? What else? Maybe Christmas with their families? Maybe time seeing their kids? What did Jesus sacrifice when he came down to see us? He sacrificed his life, that's right. What else? Do you think it's comfy in heaven? Kinda? Do you think he'd have his favorite food every day? What do you think? How do you think that compares to coming down and being born in a manger where animals eat out of? How do you think maybe a cloud bed would compare to some straw? The cloud would be better. Yep, the straw would be itchy. Not quite so comfortable, huh? What do you think God sacrificed when he sent down Jesus to be with us? Yeah, his only son. Yeah, that's right. We should be thankful. So she said we should be thankful that we even get a straw bed, because some people might not even have that. So we should be thankful for what we have. How do you think we can sacrifice to help out other people? To be like
our
time. A food, our time? I have some boxes in here with some ways to sacrifice. You can get more creative, but if you want to pick out a box and open it up and see what I thought about. Some of the bows fell off, but that's okay.
I can just slide it off. It's okay, I don't mind it.
No, that one just comes off like this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there enough in there? Go ahead and pick one out. What's it say?
What are we sacrificing at Christmas?
There's at least two more in there.
What are we sacrificing at Christmas? Who's got one? Yep, we can donate our clothes or our toys. You guys just cleaned out old stuff and donated your toys?
Yeah, that means like...
You can sacrifice your time and volunteer.
How much stuff like food?
Sacrifice food, send it to a food bank.
They created about, I don't know, 3 giant garbage bags of stuff that has been my old stuff.
Yeah, we can go ahead, go through and clean out. Does anybody have an idea that's not on their paper? Yeah, donate
to homeless shelters, orphanages.
Homeless shelters, animal shelters. What else? Yep, volunteer. Volunteer, donate your time. Is anybody planning on singing on Christmas Eve? You donate your talents. All right, guys. You've come up with a lot of good things. So we're going to pray. If you can go ahead and put your boxes back in. He can keep it. Awesome job. All right, and then if you could close your eyes with me, we're going to pray. Thank you. All right, so close your eyes and pray with me. Dear God, I just pray that you open up the hearts of each and every one of these kids and let them see what Christmas is really all about. It's not just the presents and the family and the Christmas candy and cookies. It's about your love being sacrificed so that we can have everything, God. Eternal life and your love and everything in the world. Amen. Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys.
Would you pray with me? Lord, you know each and every single one of us. You know the place that we are in during this Christmas season. And Lord, you have sent us love that our lives might be changed forever. You have sent us a love that is unconditional, that no matter what we do, Lord, as much as we sin, Lord, you still offer us forgiveness. And Lord, that's something we can never take for granted. So we turn our hearts and our ears and our eyes towards you this morning and this Christmas season and throughout the year. And with all that we have, we say thank you. And in that thanks, we praise you. And in praising you, we want to make you known by the way in which we live and the way in which we carry ourselves in this world. So, Lord, we pray you would be glorified, that you would be made known, and that this world, as lost as many may be, may come to discover hope and peace and joy and love. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Of all the events that shaped human history, one stands out above all the rest. A moment not filled with fanfare or frills, but it was fantastic nonetheless. A moment when the earthly and the eternal came together. A moment that seems so absurd that it couldn't possibly be true. But friends, know this morning and your entire lives that indeed it is. The more we think about it, it just seems too good for this world to have been touched by the next. Yet, friends, these two worlds came together to create a hope that has never failed, a peace that surpasses all understanding, a joy so consuming that it fills every empty hole in our lives. It was the day that love came down and put on flesh. The day God became a man. The birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The utmost, the ultimate reason we celebrate Christmas. Even if we had no gifts, even if we had no gatherings, it would still be the greatest day of our lives. So let's turn together and take a closer look at this story found in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And let's see what thoughts we can learn from this stable event. Would you read aloud with me? In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them. Would you pray with me? Lord, today and every day, we thank you for your word. And Lord, today and every day, we thank you for how it applies to our lives. This story has changed everything. And God, we thank you. Our lives will never be the same. For we know that your love, O Lord, has reached from the heavens. Amen. So friends, what can this stable in the backwater town of Bethlehem teach us? And above all else, it affirms that once and for all, that nothing is impossible for God. As a matter of fact, that word impossible does not even exist in God's vocabulary. These same words from the angel Gabriel to Mary, and now from God to us, the human and the divine in one being. Something impossible in this physical realm, yet possible for the God we serve. I mean, seriously, do we honestly think the God who made all things can't enter into his creation? Do we think God would make us and then simply leave us alone? Can we even fathom a loving God not showing us the depth of his love? Here's our reality. Let this sink in this Christmas. Jesus traded heaven for humility. You see, one moment Jesus stood in heaven, and the next he rested in the womb of Mary. One moment he is being worshipped, and the next he is being sought after to be killed. Imagine for a moment being among the angels, and the next you're with the animals in a stable. From a throne to a manger. It's like box seats at every game being moved to the nosebleed section. From riches to rags. Now, friends, I'll admit it's one of the most difficult things for me to understand. Jesus trading his place in heaven for this human life. Mary delivering Jesus in the midst of the sights and the sounds and the smells of that Bethlehem stable. The more we think about it, the more questions that come to our mind. Is it possible? The cries of Mary were mixed with the bleating of sheep. Did Joseph try to comfort her while pushing away the cattle? Was Mary nauseated by the smell of the fur and the manure? Yet, this first Christmas, we are given a matchless gift, a gift that continues to keep on giving. The good news of salvation, the Messiah is here, the Savior is born. That stable of animals brought forth the greatest gift of love. And that manger that once held grain and feed now holds the good news of God for all time. Jesus does what no one else could do. He offers separation from God no longer. Friends, that is how much Jesus loves you. And his love doesn't stop at the manger, but it goes on to the cross. So this Christmas, we've been busy shopping, decorating, baking, gathering, and it even hasn't really begun yet. So in the midst of that hustle and bustle of Christmas, I want us to think about what this birth really means. And I don't know about you, but do you see something that is beyond compare? Jesus would rather die than be without each of you. Jesus would rather die than be without each of you. You see, friends, we can't remember the manger without remembering the cross. This Christmas, we have been given more than we could ever ask for. Jesus has given us himself. And now the question becomes for each of you, will you give yourself to him? Would you pray with me? God, we make excuses. We come up with all sorts of reasons why we simply can't be the person you call us to be. We blame others. We blame our life circumstances. But Lord, you have sent down your love, an unconditional love, a love that nothing in this world could ever compare to. And we just want to pause and we want to say, we're sorry for ever making Christmas anything other than about you. So this Christmas, we dig deep, we look within, we search our hearts, and we ask ourselves, have we fully given ourselves to you? And the answer is so easy. It's so simple to find. Yet we struggle at times to remember the answer to all of the world's problems has been given to us through your Son. The freedom that we need from life's problems exists in your Son. The relief from the pain that we experience exists in your Son. So right now, every question, every doubt, every fear that we have, I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that it would be gone. That we would see the reality of this Christmas, that your Son being born indeed changes everything. So I pray today we wouldn't go on living as usual, like always. But Lord, we would go on living with that love so consuming to us that it has to pour out to others. But we need your Holy Spirit. We need your guidance. We need your help in doing this. For on our own, we know we cannot possibly do it. So this Christmas, we're saying yes to not only your Son Jesus, but in the acceptance of your Son Jesus, we say yes to the Holy Spirit leading our lives. And I pray that it would be so. And that others that may not have made that decision yet because of us and the love that we have would say yes too. That this newborn Son would make all the difference in their lives as well. So Lord, in unison together, we pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your gift. We thank you for your forgiveness. Help us, Lord, to remove the sins from our lives and show love to others in this world. May you be all the difference we need this Christmas and always. Amen and amen.
We invite you to stand and join us in singing Christmas Offering.
skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lonely shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. To my King, no one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. The glory of your love, there is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. It's only by your blood, it's only to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Doesn't get any better than that. Tell me what love is, Chuck. A man named Jesus. And I pray that you know that man today. And I pray that that man changes your lives so much that you long to change the lives of others through his love. May it be so in his precious name. Amen.
Offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're.